神学院那三年当中生了两个孩子。
In the 3 years when I was in the theological school, I gave birth to 3 children.
啊，第一个是在一年级生的，第二个是在三年级生的。
The first was born in my first year, and the second was born in my third year.
小弟生第一个孩子出来以后啊，啊，小弟才发现，啊，我们生第二个孩子以后才发现，原来我的太太是不能生孩子的。
And only after the second child was born, then we discovered that my wife was actually could not give birth.
因为那个我太太她的啊骨盆是歪掉的，所以她等于是她生孩子就是很危险的。
So there was a dislocation to her, to a part of her, so it was difficult for her to give birth.
所以可是我们生第一个孩子的时候，没有人告诉我们，医生也没说。生第二个孩子的时候，那个医生才说你不能生孩子。
So when we gave birth to the first child, no one ever told us until the second child, and the doctor told us.
我们跟他讲说不能生孩子，这是第二个呢。
So we said, why did you tell us just now when we gave birth to the second?
为什么不能生孩子？
So why is it that we cannot give birth?
他来解释给我们听。
So they explained to us.
我们就吓一跳。
So we were scared.
我们才知道为什么原来第一胎这么难生。
So then we understood why it was so difficult to give birth to the first child.
生第一胎的时候，那时候小弟已经读神学院。
So when we gave birth to the first child, I was already in the theological school.
那我太太那时候已经破水60个小时的还没生。
But at that time, my wife already broke water for more than 60 hours, but still not given birth yet.
一般破水24小时就要剖腹。
And usually after breaking water for more than 60 hours, then you have to have a cesarean.
可是因为我没有办法回去。
But because I could not go home.
这个是一个信心的考验。
But that was a test of faith to me.
因为没有办法回去，所以也没有办法，就是我不知道怎么办。
And because I could not go home, so I didn't know what to do.
所以她在医院，我在神学院。
So she was in the hospital, and I was at the TTP.
那我就为这个事祷告。
So I prayed for this matter.
哦，那这次很痛苦。
So but that was a painful thing for me.
其实我也知道回去也帮不了什么忙。
But in fact, I know by going back, I could not help at all.
不过我发现啊，弟兄姐妹很有爱心。
I realized that the brothers and sisters are full of faith.
我就一个人在这个祷告室里面祷告。
So I pray alone in the prayer room.
啊，等到我起来的时候，全部神学院的都在那边祷告。为什么这么多人在这边祷告
？So when I got up, all the TTP students, everyone there were praying for me.
他们都劝我回去。
They encouraged me to go back.
我说可是不能回去。
But I said I can't.
因为那时候有重要的事情在处理。
Because there are certain things I was taking care of then.
哇，真的很痛苦。
So I was in great pain.
我才想到为什么第一次。她破水那么多小时才生。
So then I realized and think back to the first time she gave birth that she broke water for so many hours.
不过神是怜悯的。
We know God is a merciful God.
那个礼拜啊，是在很早以前，在好几个月以前就已经预备要去台南实习，就是所有的神学院学生会到台南去实习。
So prior to that week, many months ago, we were already preparing ourselves to go to Tainan for practicum.
所以第一个孩子生出来的时候，我是在台南。
So the first time we gave birth to the first child, I was in Tainan.
当孩子生出来的时候，我松了一口气。
So when the first child was born, I was relieved.
终于生出来了。
So finally, he's out.
想不到这是另外一个灾难的开始。
But never did I think that the second test.Just begin.
因为啊，那个在台湾啊，你生孩子生出来要做几项的检查是国家规定的，你一定要做，每一个人都要做。
In Taiwan, there's a country regulation. When the child is born, you must go through certain examinations.
那有一个就是有一种检验，就是说我的女儿就是发现了、啊，我那个大女儿就是他们发现说她少了一个东西，她身体里面少了一种东西。
So after the first examination, they found that my oldest daughter, the first child, she was missing something.
那少了这种元素啊，这个孩子就不会长大。
So missing this element in her body, this child will not grow up.
那不止不会长大。
Not only can she not grow up.
她大概只能活到五岁。
She may only live till 5 years old.
医生，她大概只能活到五岁。
So that's what the doctor said.
而且不止这样子，她的智力就要停在。他说这智力会停在四岁还是多少岁
？And not only that, they say to her, EQ will only stay about 4 years old.
哇，那个是很大的考验。
So that was another great test for us.
我想说啊，主耶稣可能只是要让借着我太太生产啊，让我们懂得怎么祷告，怎么去依靠天上的真神。
So I thought to myself, perhaps the Lord is merely putting us through this test to teach us how to pray and to rely on Him.
哇，想不到主耶稣要给我们的是一生的痛苦。
But I can never imagine that God has given us a whole life, a lifetime of suffering.
不是这主耶稣给我们的，我们是这样接受。
But this is what the Lord had given us, so we can merely accept it.
不过那是一个国家的疾病，所以说我们必须要把它 送到这个每一个月啊，要送他到台湾大学医附设医学院去做检查。
But that was a national illness, so every month we have to take her to the national hospital for examination.
那因为我很忙，我根本没有办法陪我太太去，所以他就自己要抱孩子去。
But every time I'm always busy, so I can't accompany my wife, so she has to carry the child herself to go.
他那次去回来就哭回来了。
But that time she went, she came home crying.
啊。我不知道为什么她哭回来。
So I didn't even know why she came home crying.
因为我是在电话里面知道的。
So that's how I found out through the phone.
那我就说你为什么哭。
So I asked her why did you cry.
她又讲不清楚。
So she couldn't say it clearly.
我就跟她讲说这样子啊，第二次检查的时候，你排我放假的时间，我们再去。
So I told her why don't you do this the next time you schedule appointment, schedule the time when I'm on vacation.
所以第二次呢，我就陪我太太，然后我们就三个就坐火车去台北。
So the second time I accompanied my wife, we took the train up to Taipei.
哦，检查的时候我才发现为什么她会哭。
So it was only through the examination I realized why she cried.
他们拿一根非常粗的那个针哦，很粗哦，我自己都没有遇到过那么看过那么大很粗的针。
So they would take a very thick needle, so thick I've never seen one.
然后从他的那个从小孩子的脊椎这边插进去。
So they will actually pierce through the bone marrow of the child.
哦，那个小孩子是哀到那个哀嚎到那个你就好像是把他杀了。
So we can see the child was seeing such excruciating pains as if you're just killing the child.
Oh, 我看得很痛苦。
So when you're seeing that, you're in such great pain.
我太太在旁边哭，在旁边祷告。
So my wife was alongside of her, crying and praying.
啊，整个检查结束以后呢，我自己心里跟神祷告，然后我就问那个医生。
So after seeing that, after I prayed, I asked the doctor.
我请问你哦，像这样子的病有没有办法好？
You may ask you with this kind of illness, is there a chance of being cured?
他说像这种病哦，为什么会成为国家的？法定疾病是因为他没有办法好。
So he said to me that the reason why this illness become a national illness because there is no cure.
也没有药可以医。
And there is no medicine to cure.
他也不是遗传的。
And it's not hereditary.
他也不知道什么来。
We don't even know where he came from.
所以我们在做研究。
So this is why we're still doing research.
我说都没有办法好吗？没有医药可以吃吗？
So I asked, is there no way to cure this disease?
他说也不知道。
And they said, we don't know yet.
我说好，谢谢你。
So I say thank you.
他就说那这个先生你下个月什么时候要来
So he asked me Sir when's the next time you'll come next
我说你认为哪一天比较好就哪一天
So I said whatever date you think is good then that'll be the date
哦，他说啊，他说哪，我忘记他说哪一天我再他说哪一天
So I forgot what date he said
那回程的时候就跟我太太说了
So on the way back I said to my wife
我已经有跟医生问过了
So I already inquired this of the doctor
这个病不会好
That there's no cure for this disease
不知道怎么来的
So they don't know where it comes from
可能是在怀孕当中可能因为某些原因，所以说导致她缺少那个东西。
It could be during the pregnancy that she's missing something that had caused this.
那她只能活到五岁。
That she can only live until 5 years old.
智力可能只能到四岁。
And her EQ may only remain at 4 years old.
那就是这样。
And that is it.
所以呢，我已经决定了。
So I've already made my decision.
我们从现在开始就不用来了。
So from day on, we don't need to go to visit the hospital anymore.
反正医生讲什么是医生是他的爱心，当然我们是接受他的爱心。可是既然已经没有办法，就算。
And the doctor said everything out of love, and since there's no more solution, then that would be it.
那我太太就说好，那既然这样，我们就回去祷告。
So my wife said yes. If that's the case, then we'll just go home and pray.
从那时候开始，我们就开始，哎，真的是信心的祷告的生活。
So from the day onward, that began our life of faith of prayer.
每次看到那个孩子啊，就想到啊要祷告。
Every time we see our child, it reminds us to pray.
所以一个传道有信心，不是与生俱来的。
So as a preacher, faith does not come. We're not born with faith.
人的信心也不是与生俱来。
Also with men, we're not born with faith.
那是神的恩典。
However, the faith is the grace of God.
后来到了读幼稚园的时候。
Until the time when she is in kindergarten.
我跟我太太讲。
I said to my wife.
我们家的孩子不需要读什么私立幼稚园。
And our children, they don't have to go to a private kindergarten.
他们不需要读什么英文啊，什么美劳啦，那个都不用。
They don't have to learn English or do any kind of art.
他们能够快乐长大就好。
As long as they can grow up happy, then that would be it.
我们读公立学校。
Let's go to a public school.
哇，我后来才发现公立学校真的都在玩了。真的都在玩啊
And I realized that in public school, all the kids are playing.
他刚开始去读的时候，问他说：“你今天去学校学什么？”
So after she started going to public school, I asked her, "What did you learn in school?" She just looked at me.
我就不高兴了。
And I was not happy.
去学校不知道学什么。
So I asked her, "How do you not know what you learn at school?"
然后他们就不知道怎么回答。
So they don't even know how to answer me.
弄了两三次，我太太在跟我讲：“人家去学校早上就是去就是吃饭。”
So later my wife told me every time they go to school in the morning, they will have breakfast.
然后就做体操。
Then they will do exercises.
然后就是游戏。
Then they will go have activity time.
吃中餐。
They have lunch.
然后睡觉。
Then they will have a nap.
吃完点心就回家。
After dessert, they will go home.
你要教他怎么回答你。
So how do you want them? How do you expect them to answer
you? 他每天的生活都一样。
Every day of their life is
the same. 我说哦，原来公立学校跟私立学校这么大差别啊。
Then I realized a great difference between public and private schools.
因为教会里面的弟兄姐妹他们都是去私立学校。
Because all the brothers and sisters, their children go to private schools.
我每次问他们说你们去学校干什么？
Every time I ask your children, what do you do at school?
教会小朋友就说我们要学英文啊，要学美术啊，要学钢琴啊，要学什么？我说哇，你们才幼稚园啊。
So the kindergarten kids would say we learn English, we learn art, we learn piano.
所以我的印象是这样啊。
So that was my impression of private
school. 我的孩子是到学校就是睡觉，然后吃饭，然后玩这样子。
As for my own child, they only go to school to eat and play.
可是因为那是我的决定嘛。
But that was my decision.
啊，可以啊，可以感谢主了，可以平安长大就好了。
But I still thank God that they can grow up in peace.
可是哦，他读小学的时候没有死掉。
But when they were in elementary, she did not pass away.
因为他说医生说五岁就会死掉。
Because the doctor said at five years old she would die.
其实他读幼稚园的时候就应该要死掉嘛。
In fact, she should have already passed away when she was in kindergarten.
我孩子他只读一年大班嘛，我不让他去读太多幼稚园，因为我说我只让他读一年的幼稚园。
So I only allow her to stay in kindergarten for 1 year.
那他读一年级的时候没有死掉。
But she was still alive when she would enter into first grade.
所以奇怪为什么没有死掉。
So I wondered to myself, why is she still alive?
医生说五岁就死掉，他现在七岁了。
The doctor said she would pass away at five years old, now she's 7 years old.
那医生说那他得那种病会长不大。
And the doctor said with that kind of disease, she'll never be able to grow up.
会比其他的孩子还矮。
That she will be shorter than all the other, her peers.
我的女儿比其他孩子还高。
But however, my daughter is taller than all her peers.
后来他读二三年级的时候
，When she entered into second and third grade，
有一次他就考了全班第二名。
One time she was second place in out of her whole classmates。
我觉得莫名其妙。
So I wondered to myself。
你知道台湾补习补到什么程度吗
？And do you know how all the kids in Taiwan work？ How they tutor each day？
我的孩子一年级的时候，他说他不要去找自修。
But when my daughter was in first grade, she said she doesn't want to have any tutors.
国小一年级就要去找自修了。
Even in first grade, you have to have tutor in the morning.
七点半以前就要到一定要到会教会一定要到学校，要七点半开始找自修。
And you have to get to school before 7:30 in the morning.
然后呢，他就说他不要去。
So she said, I don't want to go.
我说为什么不要去
？So I asked her why.
他给我两个理由。
She gave me 2 reasons.
第一个理由
，First，
去找自修没有点心可以吃。
That when I go that early, there are no desserts.
因为他去那个幼稚园去找就有点心可以吃。他说爸爸那个国小不好玩，我可不可以回去当可以读幼稚园？
So、
我说不行。
So she said, when I go to first grade, there are no desserts to eat. So can I go back to kindergarten so I have something to eat?
第二个原因是
，Second reason，
爸爸有人没有去找自修都可以啊，为什么我一定要去找自修
？So she said, there are other kids who don't go in the morning. So why do I need to go?
我说哪有这样子的，一定要去找自修的。
So I said to her, nothing works in this way. You have to go.
他们说爸爸真的我没有说谎，真的有人没有去找自修。
So he said, Dad, I'm not lying. There are people who truly don't go.
好，我说我给你一个任务，你这个礼拜把我问清楚，到底为什么他没有去找自修？下个礼拜我回来，我再问你为什么。
So I told her that I'll give you a homework. Go find out why they don't go. And next week, after I come back, you tell me the reason.
只有那个礼拜，他们老师啊给他们做了一个调查。
So only that week, their teacher did a survey on them.
调查什么呢？调查谁有没有去补习。
So the survey was on who does go to tutors.
搞了半天，他们全班只有两个人没有去补习。
Yeah, after a while, only 2 of the students don't have any tutors.
一个就是我的女儿。
The first is one of them is my daughter.
那为什么那么有些人没有来参加早自修呢
？Why that some of them don't go to that morning tutor?
因为他们每天晚上，包括礼拜六、礼拜天都在补习，应该已经排不进去了，所以利用早自修补习。
And because some of the students they have tutors on Saturday and Sunday night, so they don't have enough time, so they have to go in the morning.
国小一年级啊
！Imagine this is first grade in elementary.
你看在美国读书多么幸福啊！你们几点上学
？How lucky are we to go to school here in the United States?
难怪他说他不要去学校。
No wonder they said she doesn't want to go to school.
因为他小学他不知道说他人家没有去学校是去补习。
So even in first grade, she didn't know that people go there for tutoring.
结果他二三年级我忘记什么时候他就考试就考第二名。
So when she was in second or third grade, I don't know, remember when, but she was second in her class.
我心里想说你应该是智力不足嘞。
So I thought to myself, you should have lower EQ than others.
怎么可能会全班第二名，而且你又没有补习。
How is it possible that without tutoring, how can you be tested second in your class?
我妈妈就讲话了。
So my mom said this to me.
人家考第二名，你应该给人家鼓励。
So you should praise your daughter when she tested second in her class.
我说我也不是很吝啬啊，还要鼓励什么
？So I said I'm not that stingy. So what should I praise her about?
我手上刚好那时候拿了一台相机，我实在不应该拿那台相机。我拿着那台相机，而且 Sony 的很好的相机。
At that time, I was holding a Sony camera in my hand, which I shouldn't be holding.
我妈妈就说：“那你看你自己的啊，看你自己，你不吝啬，你看你自己。”
So my mother said to me, "Since you said you're not stingy, then go do it yourself."
为了要表示爸爸心胸很宽大。
So in order to show that as a father, I'm very generous.
我跟他讲，下次如果考你如果考第一名的话，这台送给你。
So I told my daughter, next time if you test the first place, then I will give you this camera.
我心里是想，哈，那是绝对不可能的事情，你这次一定是蒙到了。
But I thought to myself that will never happen.
结果他下学期就考完就拿一张纸给我。
But next semester, after the test, she brought a paper to me.
爸爸，那个这是我的成绩单。
So she showed me, this is my report card, Dad.
我看了又差点昏倒。
And I saw that I almost fainted.
第一名。
It says first place.
哇，我的相机不见了。
So I couldn't believe what I saw.
我妈妈就讲了。
So I said,
哎，那个相机什么时候要移交啊？
So my mother said to me, when are you gonna give her the camera?
真叫瞪心瓜着呢，那个很贵的相机。
So that was a very expensive camera.
传道也不能说谎。
So preacher cannot lie.
爸爸也不能说谎，不要说传道，对不对
？A father cannot lie.
我就说好，那你要好好保考爱惜这台相机。
So I gave it to her and say, please take care of this camera.
我的女儿现在六年级。
And now my daughter in sixth grade.
她没有死掉。
She had not died.
她比别人高。
And she's taller than others.
成绩不是说